Thank you, Natalie, as always, for all the work and living for the shul and with the shul. It's appreciated by all of us. I want to talk for around 3-4 hours now, but I'm going to try to be mitzamsim it in 45-50 minutes, as much as I can. Because we're entering into an amazing world. First of all, we're going to the world of Chanukah. Chanukah is my favorite yontif. Chanukah is everything. And it's very hard to concentrate on one aspect of the yontif. But I want to go together with you into the yontif with the Tzadik Yisod Olam, Rabbi Nachman. I'm going to go with Rabbi Nachman into yontif. Some Kuf Yud Beis. In the first part of the Likutei Moran, Rabbi Nachman Breslover describes to us what life would be like, what life is like without Chanukah. He doesn't mention the word Chanukah, but this is what life is like without Chanukah, Chas v'Shalom. Who meshukah v'tachlis es garbus ha'choshech v'haklipa. A person is buried in darkness, in klipas, shells, impurity. And he is imprisoned by the darkness, the gloominess, that surrounds him, that completely envelops him. He called seed date stodim from all sides. It's like wrapped in darkness. Not that there's a darkness, but wrapped up in darkness. That's what man is like in this world. Rachman l'Islam, Hashem should save us. Ve'ein lo shum pesach v'takana. And a person can't find an opening. He's double, triple wrapped in darkness. And he can't find an opening, a takana, a tikkun. V'sachbula, some strategy. Lot says, mitoich ha'choshech, to get out of that wrapping, that darkness. So Menachem is describing life without Chanukah. That's life without Chanukah. Rabbi Menachem never ever leaves us without an Eitzah. No matter how complicated things are, my father, Allah Hashem, used to always say, Yid, daf an Eitzah gefin, and the Jew has to find a way. You have to find a way. So Rabbi Menachem didn't leave us without an Eitzah of how to get out. How to escape from the darkness, from this triple wrapping, quadruple wrapping of darkness and gloominess. So Rabbi Nachman continues. I mean, it's a long time, just saying a tiny part. The Ika Atzalsai, the Ika Ha'etza, the main advice, how to get out. Shiyam Shech Atzmul Ha'emes. There's a very deep connection between the Yontif of Chanukah and the midah of emes, truth. We'll talk about it. Yamshich atzmul ha'emes, v'yabit al ha'emes la'mitah, to be able to, for a person to think about, to meditate upon, and we'll see to speak words that are absolutely true. V'vada yizke liras ha'psochim lotzes me'achoshech. And with truth, a person is able to find openings. He's able to poke holes and to find openings in the darkness. So let's stop for a moment and let's try to understand on our level. He doesn't mention Chanukah. Let's try to understand on our level. Chazal revealed to us the main tchuna, characteristic of emes, of truth. In two words in Aramaic, kushta means truth, Kushtakoi, truth stands. That means the truth is something that's lasting. It's lasting. In our davening, after Kriya Shema and Shachar, we say Emes v'yatzev v'nochem v'kayim v'yosha, right? Emes v'yatzev, it means strong, true, strong, stable. Until finally we say that it's true and strong and la'ad la'ol me'alam. Forever and ever. This is the quality of emes. It's something which is not misbatel. The truth is something which is from aleph till mem till saf. It's a continuum from the beginning, from the beginning to the end. That's the inyan of emes, and that's why the Gemara tells us, it's really, it's in a Mishnah in Parah that's dealing with the Parah Duma, and there the Mishnah is talking about the water that qualifies as Mayim Chayim. You need special kind of water to use to make the mixture for the Parah Duma, the ashes of the Parah Duma. It has to be Mayim Chayim. And the Mishnah tells us that you cannot use the water that comes from rivers or springs that periodically dry up, that are not consistently flowing. And the term the Mishnah uses is remarkable. Mayim ha-mechazvim, waters that disappoint us. In Hebrew, a disappointment is what? How do you say disappointment? Achzava. Achzava is a disappointment. Achzava is a disappointment. Kol ha-adam kozev. Shekev ha-chazav. Something which is false. Shekev ha-chazav. Achzava means a disappointment. Because if something is true, if these waters would be true living waters, they would be flowing continuously. Truth doesn't have an interruption. It doesn't stop. It doesn't pause. It doesn't have any inconsistencies or breaks. Truth is true from beginning. Aleph, Mem, Sof, Emes. From beginning to end. So these waters are called Mayim Mechazvim. Kol Ha'adam Kozev, which we say in Halo. In Tilum, Kol Ha'adam Kozev means that man is inconsistent. We're disappointed in ourselves. There are things that we believe in, but we don't live them through. We're inconsistent. Kol Ha'adam Kozev, Shekev Achazev. Now, at the beginning of time, Hashem created man, listen carefully, it's a little complicated, but hopefully it'll be all right. At the beginning of time, man was created as a Yetzira Shel Emes. Man was created l'chadchila to live forever. Something went wrong in Gan Eden, but man was created to be able to eat from the Etz HaChaim, the Chai L'Olam. A man was supposed to be an emistika creation that was going to live on and on, would be Miskayim. This is before the Zegzeir of Misa. And therefore, Chavr, of the three Avos, which one of our Avos is the Mid of Emes? No? Who's the Mid of Emes? Yaakov. Titein, Emes, the Yaakov. And that's why Chazal tells in Tanis that Yaakov Avinu lo meis. Yaakov Avinu didn't die. The Gemara says, what do you mean he didn't die? It says at the end of Bereishis that he was embalmed and he was taken, he's buried in the Maros HaMachpelah. Ma'azar b'chaim, ma'afu b'chaim, his children live on forever and he is alive forever. So since Yaakov Avinu is the Mid of Emes, therefore Yaakov Avinu lo meis. And that's why the first Beis HaMikdash is Avram. The second Beis HaMikdash is Yitzhak. The first and second Beit HaMikdash didn't last. We're disappointed. They didn't last. The first and second Beis HaMikdash, which correspond to Avram and to Yitzhak. But the third Beis HaMikdash corresponds to who? To Yaakov Avinu. That we're waiting for the third Beis HaMikdash. That's called Beis Yaakov. That's the house of Yaakov, the third Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the third Beis HaMikdash will be forever. It has a kiyum nitzchi. Because kushtakai, the truth is something which is forever. There's no achzava. There's no disappointment. It's a holech. Chai v'kai. It stays. Truth is truth. It's always true. Therefore, the third Beis HaMikdash was corresponds. It's called Beis Elokei Yaakov. Beis Elokei Yaakov, the house of the God of Yaakov Avinu. Therefore, it's forever. Avram's Beis HaMikdash wasn't. Yitzhak, as great as they were, wasn't. Yaakov, the third Beis HaMikdash that we're waiting for, it will be forever. And that's why Chazal tell us, Chosomo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes, the seal of Hashem is truth. Hashem has many midas, and we're not going into the whole subject of Hashem's midas. It doesn't mean we know who he is. But he has revealed to us that of all of the midas, Hashem, Hashem, Kaler, Hapayra, the midah, which is the Chosomo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which he signs his name on, that midah, Chosomo, Chotamo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. Chosomo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. That's the seal of Hashem. And that means a remarkable thing. Wherever the Shekhinah once was, wherever there was once the presence of the Shekhinah, anywhere in the world, even when the Shekhinah left that place, picked up and left, even when there's a histalkus of Kedusha, when the holiness of that place disappeared, it's not a complete and absolute disappearance. Something must remain. There's an imprint. The truth is something that doesn't go away. It cannot be entirely banished because it is what it is, and it's true. And therefore, and because of that, it leaves a certain roishim, an imprint of truth, and the kuda of truth. And that's why Chazal tell us that even though we no longer have the Beis HaMikdash, our enemies destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. But Gemara says, Kitchel HaShaita, V'Kitchel HaSalava, the Kiddusha, we're not allowed to go up to the Har HaBayis. And even those Jews, those wonderful Jews who go, they only go so far. Nobody, God forbid, goes into the place. Why? Because the Kiddusha was there, and even though our enemies defiled the place, but since Kush Dakoi, the truth, is forever, the Rambam says, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim is because of the Shechina. U'Shechina eina b'teila. Once the Shechina came somewhere, eina b'teila. It doesn't entirely disappear. It can't, because it's the truth. And that's true even of shuls. Bat HaKnesias, Bat HaMidrash, shuls. Shuls, as you all know, the Gemara tells us in the Megillah, that a shul is called a Mikdash Ma'at, based upon a pasuk in Yecheskel. Every shul is like a microcosm of the Beis HaMikdash. Every shul that's a kosher shul, every shul is a little Beis HaMikdash. And because of that, the Gemara learns from the pasuk in Vayikra, it says, V'hashimaisis Mikdash Sheichem, I will destroy your holy places. The Gemara says, K'dushosim af k'shehen shem, V'hashimaisis Mikdash Sheichem, even though I will destroy your places, holiness will remain there. And that's why the din is that even if, God forbid, a shul is destroyed, or if people move into the neighborhood and the neighborhood changes and the shul is destroyed, there are a lot of questions in halacha about this. I'm not going into it. But you have to be nohi covered. Even if you go to a place where there's the ruins of a shul, you can't do things that are, you can't go to the bathroom over there. You understand? It's a place where there was once kedusha. If there was once kedusha there, it means the truth endures. And there's still that truth of Hashem's presence, even in this shambles and these ruins of a shul. You have to be careful you go to that place. It's not like stam, another place in the world. Kush Dakoi, the truth is forever. So now, the question is, what about a Jew who's in a state of churban? Buildings are destroyed and people get destroyed. Lo aleinu. Buildings are destroyed and people are destroyed. So Rabbi Nachman is teaching us that the same way, in the ruins, in the defilement of the second temple. The building wasn't destroyed, but it was defiled by the Greeks, by our enemies. They were searching and searching until they found one pure jar of truth that was sealed with the seal of the Kohen Gadol. Hashem is called the Kohen Gadol. It was sealed with the seal of the Kohen Gadol of truth. That Pach Shemen, that's the Chasam Shkash Baruch Hu. So even when there's a Jew who is surrounded by darkness, whose life is ruined, who has been entirely defiled, Chas V'Shalom, there must be that Roshim of Tov. This is Rabbi Nachman's Torah of Resh Pei Beis HaZamra, where in each and every one of us, we must find that which is entirely good. Every one of us has in us that jar of oil that has not been broken, that has not been defiled by the Greeks, or by the internet, or by anything or anybody. That's called Magen Avram. That point inside of us that Hashem guards, and it's sealed with the seal of the high priest of the Kohen Gadol, that Ma'at Tov. Lomeis. There's a part of a Jew that doesn't die. Lomeis. Lomeis. Emes Yaakov is Lomeis. It doesn't die. That's Titan Emes Yaakov. And that's why it's a remarkable thing. The second Beis HaMikdash was actually inaugurated twice. There was a Chanukah Sabayis at the beginning, in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah, when the building was made, when the second Beis HaMikdash was built. That was the Chanukah Sabayis, that was the inauguration, the chinuch of the second Beis HaMikdash in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah, and then in the days of Chanukah and the Chashmonaim. Because Yevonim Nikbetsu Alai, Azai Bimei Chashmanim, Ufartzu Chaymeis Migdolai, Vitimu Kalashmanim. So the Greeks brought the Beis HaMikdash down, again, not physically, but the place was altogether tameh. They defiled it. They broke through the walls And Timu Kol HaShemanim, they messed everything up. They made everything Tameh. And because that Tumah was considered as if there was a complete Chorban, it was devastation. Because the whole Tachlis of Beis HaMikdash is the presence of the Shechina, is our being able to serve Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, and it was defiled. That siluk of Kedusha, that expulsion of the Kedusha of the second Beis HaMikdash, was Ke'ilu was destroyed. And then what happened? The miracle of Hanukkah. U'minoysa kankanim, nasa nesla shoshanim, there was a jar. U'minoysa kankanim, there was one jar that was found. Nasa nesla shoshanim. So Bnei Yisrael says that Hanukkah is a loshen of chinuch. The name Hanukkah is a loshen of chinuch. And chinuch means to educate, to prepare. When you're chanuch lanar al pidak, means to prepare, to educate the child so he'll be ready for life. She'll be ready for life. That's chinuch. That's the chanukas hamizbech. Chanukas beis hamikdash means that you're inaugurating something that it should be ready to be able to serve the purpose of the korbanos and so on. So chanukah is a loshen of chinuch. And Bnei Yisrael says it's chanukah is a chinuch for the third beis hamikdash. That's what he writes. It's a chinuch for our redemption with David ben Yishuv, Mashiach ben David. It's a chinuch for the gula, for the redemption. So this is what happened. The Chashmonaim believed, let's go back to Rabbi Nachman's words, that even besoch ha-choshech ha-feila ha-mesaveves u-mekefes mikol tzidet stadim, the Chashmonaim did not give up. They were relentless, searching for something that hadn't been defiled, that was still pure, that was where the emes, where they could find that truth, that was the sign of Hashem's imprint, because Kushtakai, the truth cannot be utterly destroyed. Once it's there, it must be that there's truth in this place. And the Chashmonaim believed in that. And that's why they believed that Besoch HaChoshech HaFeila HaMesaveh B'Sum HaKevz Mikol Tzidei Tzadim, that even within this Choshech, this darkness, this gloominess, this filth, there was Mesaveh B'Sum HaKevz that was surrounding the Beis HaMikdash, Mikol Tzidei Tzadim, from all sides. And even when a person is living that way, where he's been completely or she has been completely defiled and lost and empty and is surrounded by darkness, the Kama Sivuvim, Rabbi Nachman says that if you look hard enough, and this is our job to look hard enough, you will find the emes, you will find that roishim of truth, you will find that there is a remnant of absolute truth in the darkness, because it can't be that in a Jew there's absolute darkness without any truth. There's no such thing as a Jew that doesn't have a jar of oil. There's no such thing. It can't be. And that's the meaning of what it says in the Navi Yirmiyahu, Tzion hi doresh ein la. Tzion means a demarcation, like a grave is called a Tzion. When you mark that something is here, like when you give a grade on a test, it's called a Tzion. A Tzion. It means a mark. Tzion. Yerushalayim is called Tzion. But doresh ein la means Hashem is in Tzion. But no one is seeking. No one is looking for Hashem. No one's looking for Tzion. No one's looking for Yerushalayim. Tzion. It's there. And the Gemara says, Roshonim Mechlal de Boi Drisha. The same with the David HaMelech, when he went dragging around and was Shmuel HaNavi the whole looking for that place of the Mokum HaMikdash. You have to seek it. That Tzion, that mark, that spot, like when you have a grave, it marks the spot. Tzion means that Roshim of Kedusha. That truth, that emes that is hidden and is indestructible, that cannot be destroyed, just like the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, even though the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Kedusha, the Rambam says, the Gemara says, is forever and ever. We have to seek it out, we have to find it. And once we find it, we can build upon it. So let's just give a practical example. You all know that the greatest disciple of Rabbi Nachman was Rav Nosson Bessler, Susi Elena. And Rabbi Nosson explains Rabbi Nachman's Torahs in the many, many volumes of Likutei Halachos. So Likutei Halachos Chanukah, there Rabbi Nosson ties this Torah that we're learning, Kuf Yud Beis, he ties it in with Chanukah. Obviously, you could hear it's all about Chanukah. And there Rabbi Nosson speaks about how to apply this practically in a very simple way. He says, what happens if you're so surrounded by darkness that you can't daven? You can't daven. We're talking about this in his Bodhisattva on Thursday. What happens if you can't daven? The words don't come out. You feel that there's nothing in you. and whatever it is, maybe you did something you shouldn't have done, or you said something you shouldn't have said, whatever it is, you feel that you can't speak. So the etzah of how to get out of that darkness is to find the truth. Because the truth is an opening. Is that opening, that nakuda of truth that wasn't destroyed, is that light, that window, like we put the Hanukkah candle, some people put in the window, to get out. And even the word chalon is lahadlik ner Hanukkah, a window. It's lahadlik ner Hanukkah, is chalon. And that's the meaning of Yaakov, you know, being in the window, and Yosef seeing Yaakov in the window, because Yaakov is Emes, and Yosef was seeking the truth, because he was surrounded by the filth of the house of Potiphar, and the whole parasha that he was in. And he looked at the window, lahadlik ner Hanukkah, is chalon. Chalon is nafshenu chiksa l'Hashem. He looked at the window. The window is that opening in the darkness to allow the light to come in. And that's Yaakov's face. Yaakov's image was at the window. That's Emes. The name is Yaakov. And therefore, Rabbi Nosson says that when a person feels that he's surrounded by darkness, he has to find a window. And the window is, Rabbi Nosson says, the darbal kol panim, to at least say something that's be'emes of b'pshitas, that you feel, according to where you are with your life in that time, that's absolutely true. Even just to repeat over and over and over two words, Hoshia Hashem. He gives an example. Rabbi Shalom, save me. Help. 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 And say it 1,000 times. Because you're in trouble. And when you say the word help, you're honest. You might not be honest when you're saying, Ashri Yisrael Yisach. You might not be so honest when you're saying, L'mal Shinam Alti Yisikva. You might not be so honest when it comes to Alein L'Shabech. But when you're saying, boy, am I in trouble. Rabbi Shalom, I'm in such trouble. And over, he says, over and repeat, over and over, and dig that hole and make that window, because that's true. According to your madrega at that time in your life, that's the absolute truth. And whatever that is, whatever it is that you're living through, Hashem Hashiach, Sir Vinasa says, Yizke, you will be zeichet to see psachim. You'll find openings. Because it's only through the truth that a person is able to find that opening. And that's why we understand. It's an amazing thing. I mentioned before, after you say Kriya Shema in the morning, you say Emes V'Yatzev Anochem, right? And then you go into Ezra Sabaseinu and until you get to Shemoneh Esrei. And the word Emes is repeated 8 times. From Emes V'Yatzev, you keep on going. Emes, Mimitzrayim Galtan, Emes, right? Emes, 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 Emes. 8 times Emes. And the Ari HaKadosh taught us in Priyas Chaim Mishar Chanukah, he says that the 8 times of Emes correspond to the 8 candles of Chanukah. The 8 candles of Chanukah, the 8 openings of Chanukah, the Emes, and each, and he has, the Arizal has a different kavanah for every single candle, but the Avodah is V'tayher li ben lo of the Emes. The 8 candles correspond to Emes, V'yatzev, Emes, 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 and then you go into Shemoneh Esrei with that truth of the 8 candles of Chanukah. And now we understand that the Chashmonoim, which has not the word Shmoina, Chashmonoim, not going into all these terms, it's a lot of Chanukah terms, but the Chashmonoim were seeking Tzion, they were seeking the truth. They wanted to find that Roshim of Kedusha that the Yevonim, that the Greeks, were not able to eradicate, not in the Beis HaMikdash, they were looking for a jar of oil, and not in the hearts and the minds of the Jewish people who had unfortunately become very defiled by Hellenism and so on, all the stuff that was going on at that time. And they found that jar that was sealed. And now we could take a whole other look at the parasha of Yaakov Avinu, the whole story of Yaakov Avinu. There's no time to go with it, this itself is ours. But when you look last week's parasha, the parashas of Yaakov Avinu. You see it last week in Vayetzev. So you look in the parashas of Yaakov Avinu. Remember, he was actually looking for the place of the Beis HaMikdash, where he put his head down. So that was the place of the Mikdash. How it came to him, whatever, we're not going into that now, but that was the place of the Mikdash, where he put his head down. And Vayikra Shem HaMokam Ahu, Beis El, Ulam Luz Shem Ha'ir LaRishona. So he called it Beis El, which was formerly known as Luz. Now, there's the word Lamed Vav Zayin, Luz. Does that mean anything to anybody? Huh? What's Luz? Go ahead.
The bone or the...
Nachon is the part of the body that's indestructible. And even when a Jew is buried, or even when they throw you, God forbid, into an oven, Chalila, not when I say they throw, it doesn't mean it's going to happen, but when it happened, even when such things happen, I mean, I think it might happen, but I don't want to talk about it publicly. But I'm just kidding. But that part of the body that's called luz is indestructible. Just like the Svarim say that the kosel, that part of the Har Bayis can't be destroyed. All the years the enemy destroyed, it's a symbol of the remainder of the emes of Hashem. That's why the kosel is such a place. It's that place that nothing can destroy. Nobody can destroy the kosel. Why that place? The Midrashim is not for now. But that's a place of truth. It's a place like the jar of oil. When we go to the kosel, that's when Hashem, when Yaakov had a wrestling match with the angel, Tuchal, you fought with the angel, Tuchal. Tuchal is the Oasis kosel. It means that a Jew will always win. The Jewish people will always be here because we're true, because of the truth. And therefore, it says that the name of that place was Luz, because Luz, it's also the city of Luz, but people didn't die in that city. People didn't die in the city of Luz. It was this, it's all, I don't have time to go into it. I'm sure many of you remember this. But like, people didn't die over there.
Isn't there a connection with the Malava Malka also?
Yes, it's connected with the eating, when we eat Malava Malka. When we eat Malava Malka, which is Dov Melch Yisrael, Chai V'Kayim, that nourishes and strengthens the Koach of Tchias HaMesim, which will take place in that part of the body that wasn't destroyed. Because that part of the world, that's the emes of a Jew. The indestructibility of a Jew is hidden in that part of the body that nothing can destroy, the Etzem Haluz, because Kushta Koi. And truth cannot be destroyed. And that's the nekuda of Shechina that's inside of a person. That's the uminoisa kankanim of a Jew. The jar of oil is that loose. And just like the Hanukkah candles were miraculous, and you lit the candle and it went on and on and on and on, that ability of a Jew to experience eternity, tchias ha-mesim, it comes from the loose. It comes from that part of us. That's uminoisa kankanim. And that's why Hashem told Aaron, Aaron was a little bit disappointed. There was a little bit, he felt a little bit bad on his madrega because he didn't bring with all the rest of the Nesiim, the prince, the leaders of the tribes. He didn't bring the offering. So Hashem told him, "Don't worry, you're going to light the candles." So what does that mean? You're going to light the candles. The Beis Hamikdash is going to be destroyed. So we're not going to have a menorah. So what was the thing Hashem told Aaron? Listen, they're not going to be able to bring these sacrifices just for the meantime. But what you have is forever. So the Ramban explains, it's not talking about the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, it's talking about the Hanukkah candles. Not the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Chashom Noim were all Kohanim, right? The Chashom Noim were all descendants of Aaron HaKohen. So the Ramban writes the following sentence, V'hinei dovi yadua shekesh'ein Beis HaMikdash kai v'akabon ish b'teilem b'nei chorbono afaneus b'teilem. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, then there's no menorah. The menorah is lit in the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the promise that was made to Aaron? Don't worry, Aaron, your candles are going to be forever. It's not true. The Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed, and there's no menorah. So the Ramban says, Hashem was hinting to Aaron, not about the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, but the neiros of the Chashmonoim, of Chanukah. Shehi noheges af la'acha churban begalusein. Because Chanukah will be with us forever. No matter what, nothing can take away. Chanukah is that sign of Hashem's presence in the winter, in the darkness, at the end. After all the Torahs, Yom Tovim, and we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have Nevuah, we don't have that we have. Just like you can't, when you take it, like the Bnei Shas says, when you have oil in a container and you try to get it, something always stays. Something always stays. Chanukah, therefore, you see Jews that have no Shaychus to Yiddishkeit. They never heard of Hashanah Rabbah. They never put on tefillin, Chalil. They never kept Shabbos. But Chanukah is something they want to have. Chanukah. You drive through a neighborhood, you see people putting electric menorahs, this menorah, that menorah. They want to have Chanukah something because Chanukah is the truth of that remainder inside of you. Even though everything else is destroyed, you're never ever going to let go of Chanukah because Chanukah is kushta koi. Chanukah is the shemen. Is that luz? Is that piece of us that can't be destroyed? Is that piece of truth? Is that what Rabbi Nelson was talking about? That when you feel that you're surrounded by darkness, Rabbi Nachman says, truth means to get to that point of absolute truth, because absolute truth is indestructible. So now we understand. When Rabbi Nachman was telling us that in every darkness, there's a Pesach, there are openings to the darkness. There's a way to find an opening in the darkness. So now we understand why the Gemara tells us the mitzvah to light the Chanukah Arab and Golas. So right now we can't do that. Next, you say, oh, you do it. You light the Chanukah candles. Why? Where? Outside by the Pesach Habayis. By the Pesach Habayis. By the opening. That's the mitzvah to light Davke over there by the Pesach Habayis. Because the Emes, Rabbi Nelson explains, is Me'ira Es HaPesach. Because it's through the truth that you're able to find the opening. And that's why by the window, through truth, Hanukkah candles are by the window, by the door, by the opening, because through truth, a person being absolutely honest with himself and speaking to Hashem in the simplest and most honest way, brutally honest, just talking to Hashem, not for other people to hear, and to admit to him, this is what I messed up with, this is what's wrong with me, I don't know what to do, I can't even speak to you, and I'm just, and just to say things that are real and to be honest, so then you'll be able to see that Pesach, that opening, and that's the inyan of lighting the Chanukah candle by the opening, by that, because Kushta Koy, because the truth is that opening, and now we understand that once you're able to poke that hole in the darkness, the midah of Yaakov, which is Emes, is a midah of Ufarasta Yama Vakedma Safoina Venegma. Once you get out of that jail, then there's no telling where you can go with that. And that's why we see the Sram tells that Chanukah is an amazing thing. This Chanukah, the menorah is lit, the Chachila, it's supposed to be lit. Most people don't look as their children, whatever, it's dangerous, but you're supposed to light the menorah below 10 Tfachim. And there's a rule that the Shechina doesn't go below 10 Tfachim. But when it comes to Chanukah, the Davke, Chanukah, the Shechina, it doesn't stop, it's everywhere. It goes to the lowest person, to the lowest place. There are stories with the Tzaddikim, the Heilige Rishna, there's a story. There was a Yid in the vision that was Masing. I mean, Mr. Masi, he was informing other people. And they came to the Helge Rishner. It was the Rishner, it was the Chayzer. They came to the Tzaddik. Chayzer. They came to him, and they, because this guy was informing, that's the biggest Russia. He was informing to the authorities, he was getting Jews in trouble. He was the biggest Russia. And the Jews wanted him to die. So they went to the Chayzer in Lublin. Yeah, they went to the Chayzer Lublin, and they asked him to daven that this yid should die. He's a Rasha, he's mastering on other Jews, he's causing other Jews to go to jail, he's causing Jews to lose their money, and he's causing Jews to get killed, to be executed. He has to die. And the Chayzer, they gave him the kvittel, and the Chayzer looked at the kvittel, and he says, you've had the name, and he says, it's Ayyid HaTzadik. And he said, listen, Rebbe, we know that you're called the Chayzer because you have good eyes, but this is... He's the biggest Rasha in the world. And the Chayzer said, he's a tzaddik. And they found out that at that moment, that guy was lighting Chanukah menorah. It was exactly at the moment that he was lighting his menorah. And at that moment, there was that Pesach, there was that Emes, at that moment. And there are many, many, many stories about why that is and how that is. But we know that the Nachla of Yaakov is called Nachla Blimit. So Mufarats, the Yom of Akedma, it goes. Once the window is open, you can go. Once that Pesach is made in the darkness, there's no telling how one can grow. I've seen this so many times with people who are in the lowest, lowest place, and then whatever happened, how they came to that drop of Emes, and they poked that opening, and they had a window, they had a Pesach with that truth, and then it was unbelievable. You know, you see Geirim, people who convert. And then you see how oftentimes they bring along the Jewish one that they were in some relationship with. And they go places that they, unbelievable places. Once they get to that world of Emes, it's already bleak full. It's bleak full. That's why most of our Yom Tovim are at a time when the moon is whole. Like Sukkot, Pesach, it's in the middle of the month, the moon is whole. And Shavuos is the beginning of the month and so on. But Chanukah is mamish, mamish, mamish at the end. In the darkest time and the gloomiest time, the winter. I have such depressing memories of when I was on a school bus, like, and it was raining, and we were driving through Jamaica, Queens, and I had my head against the window, and it was pitch dark outside, like this time where our kids were all depressed, and they get on the bus, it's already dark out. It was the worst feeling. It's the worst feeling, like, choshech, mamish, darkness. It's the worst feeling. Chanukah comes at the end of the month, in the darkest time, in the cold of the winter. Not Pesach, a machai. Sukkot is a machai. Shavuos, a little bit warm, it's a machai. But Chanukah, davke, in such a place, because it's kushta koi, because the truth is everywhere. The truth you can't get rid of. The truth is indestructible. The cold doesn't destroy it. All weather. The truth can't be destroyed. The other Yom Tovim need a certain kind of a climate. Chanukah, you can't do anything to Chanukah. You can't kill Chanukah. You can't get rid of Chanukah. Kushta koi. It's the Aragonas. And that's why it's Yaakov Avinu. And the Torah tells us, Vayichi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim. That's Parshas Vayichi. And all the Sfarim are asking, Eretz Mitzrayim, there it says Vayichi? Because the meat of Yaakov is Emes. If you're an Emes Dikid Jew, you can live in Mitzrayim too. You know? If you're not an Emes Dikid Jew, the second they take you out of Yerushalayim, oh, I'm finished. Right? You know, they have the kids that they're afraid, what's going to be with me? I'm leaving, I'm going back to America. And they heard a thousand speeches, you're going to go back to America, you're going to become a mamish, you're going to become a big Rashant. America is disgusting, everybody there is disgusting, the streets are disgusting. And you can't possibly survive as a Jew in America. You can't survive as a Jew anywhere except in Yerushalayim. It's great to be in Yerushalayim, but that's simply not true. Because the truth, kushta koi. And if you're an Erlich Yid, and you're an Emes Yid, a real Jew, if you're a Chanukah Jew, then no matter how dark the place is that you're in, no matter where that is, no matter how dark that place is, even if it's Eretz Mitzrayim, Yaakov, Vayichi Yaakov, Eretz Mitzrayim. And all everybody's talking about that. Vayichi Yaakov, it's like Rashi. Vayichi Yaakov, that's where he lived. How come it doesn't say Vayichi Yaakov, Eretz Canaan? It says, Vayichi Yaakov, Kilo, the best years of his life, were in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is the most disgusting place on earth. It's Ervas Earth. It's the lowest place in existence. It's the darkest, most disgusting place in the world is Mitzrayim. And there it says, Vayichi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim. What's Vayichi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim? Because nothing can stand in the way of absolute truth. And when a Jew is absolutely true and honest, and he davens in such a way, and he turns to Hashem in such a way, Lefi, the emes of who he is at that moment in his life, but not being pretentious, not making believe, that who he is and who she is, that's the light of Chanukah. That's the Aragonis. That's the 36 candles or the 36 hours at Bereishis where we had that light of Hashem, the hidden light of creation. That's the Aragonis. Nothing can get away with that. So now we can understand what the continuation over there in that Torah a little bit later. In Lukut Emran Kufyut Beis, Rabbi Nosson brings down the Lashon, he says, V'armali Oz. Rabbi Nosson says, he transcribed this, he was from the teaching that he heard from Rabbi Nachman. He said, V'armali Oz. And the Rebbe said to me then, Sheide Eitza Zois, that with this Eitza of the truth, Yecholun Lios Ish Kosher Be'emes. A Yid, a Jew, could be an Ish Kosher Be'emes, could be a Kosher Jew, Be'emes. Kol Yimei Chayev, all the days of his life. Ki Tamid, Eich Shehu, because Tamid, no matter what, Eich Shehu, no matter what he's going through, Yecholu Lahachyas Es Atzmo, Lahachzik Es Atzmo Yidei Zeh, a person can hold himself up, because Kushtakai, the truth, is unbreakable. There's always an opening, there's always a window. A Yidei HaEmes, Shehu, or Hashem Yisborach Ba'atzmo. Because what is the Emes? The Emes is Hashem. Hashem Ori V'Yishi. Hashem is my light and my salvation. The light of Chanukah is the light of the Shechinah. It's the light of Hashem. It's the light in that jar of oil. It's the light of the luz. It's the light that can't be destroyed, that can't be extinguished. Ashegam kol choshech liyachshech mimenu. There's no darkness that can completely conceal the light of Hashem. Ke'ein shum tumah v'sitracha ba'olam shelo yiyah sham psochim lotzeis misham. There is no darkness or impurity in the world where you cannot find openings. There's always an opening, Lotzei Smisham. There's always a way out, Lotzei Smisham. Rak She'ein Royin Oysan. Unfortunately, we can't see. We don't always see that window. We don't always see that opening. Machin Zagod Lachashkus, because there's such a darkness, so we don't see the opening. Aval Ayidei HaEmes, but if a Jew, Ayidei HaEmes, through the truth, May Allah Hashem is brought by Atzmai. Hashem illuminates your eyes to see an opening, a way out. The Yiskil Lirais Vilimsa Pesach Tikva. And you will find an opening that will give you hope. You will not feel submerged in darkness anymore. It doesn't mean that you know how to get out, but you're not going to feel anymore a state of Yeyush, that you're lost, that there's no hope. There'll be a Pesach Tikva. Gamba Oymek Nifiloso, Lotzeis Me'afela La'ira. Gamba Oymek Nifiloso, even if you have fallen to the most disgusting place, there's a way, Lotzeis, to get out, Me'afela La'ira, from darkness to light. And that's why the Sfarim tell us that if you take the name of Hashem, Aleph, Hey, Yud, Hey, Ekya, Asher, Ekya. You know what I'm talking about, right? When Hashem, Moshe, Ben, what should we call you? Aleph, Hey, Yud, Hey is one of the names of Hashem. But it's written in the future tense, right? I will be. I will be who I will be. That's what they write in English. I will be who I will be. So it says, Ekya, Asher, Ekya. So the Sfarim tell us that if you take the word Ekya and you multiply it by Ekya, Aleph Yud Hey times Aleph Yud Hey, which means 21 times 21 equals Emes. Because if a person is determined, I will be who I will be, the person is determined and does not give up, just like the Chashmaim did not give up looking for that jar of oil, and he shuv, the shuv over and over again, Ekya, I will be, today I messed up, I will be better tomorrow. I will be who I will be. Aleph Yud Hey times Aleph Yud Hey equals Emes. When the person doesn't give up, it's called Ekya Asher Ekya. That's why Chazal tells, the Sfarim tells that Ekya is the name of tshuva, of doing tshuva. It means I want to be. I'm not giving up. I'm looking for Yerushalayim. I'm looking for the jar of oil. I'm looking for the luz. I'm looking for that part of myself that's good. You and I, each one of us has something in us that's absolutely true. That's absolutely good, that nothing has ruined all the cynicism, all the Nairishkeit of this world has not destroyed that Ma'at Tov, that Rabbi Nachman speaks about in Reish Pei Beis and Azamra. Every one of us has that. It's just sometimes it's so dark you can't even see that about yourself. Usually your best friend or your mother or somebody sees that. To see that part of you that's absolutely good, it's indestructible, it's absolutely good. So now we understand. It's a beautiful teaching from Rav Leib, I like to say over every year, Hanukkah, that Rav Leib Susi Elenu said, the inyan of lighting the candle by the door, by the opening. According to Arizal, you light the candle not by the window. All those who keep, according to Arizal, all the chassidim and sfarim, they don't light by the window. They light by an opening, opposite the mezuzah. They're out by a doorway. By an opening. Ashkenazim light, but mostly light in Galus, the light by a window. I think there are all different opinions about that. But the Indian of lighting by the opening, by the doorway. So Leib Leger says that Yaakov Avinu, when Yosef was gone, when the Tzaddik, Yosef is the Gematria Tzion, it's the Indian of the Roshim, it's the Indian of truth. Elo told us Yaakov Yosef is in this week's parasha. The continuation of Yaakov is through Yosef, that's the truth that continues from Yaakov to Yosef. And Yaakov is terrified. If Yosef is gone, then how could this be? Where's my truth? Remember, the truth endures. The truth is forever. And Yaakov knew that the truth of who he was, needed Yosef to continue. Elo told us Yaakov Yosef. Therefore, deep inside of him, Yaakov never ever believed that Yosef was really dead. He never believed it. That's why it says, what? Vayimain lisnachain. He would not be consoled. Because he knew that Od Yosef Chai. Od Yosef Chai. Yosef is still alive. Then the Kudu of Yosef, which means that Tzaddik inside of a Jew, is still alive. That's how we have to look at every one of our brothers and sisters. Even the lowest and the worst Jew, Od Yosef Chai. So Yaakov would sit by the opening of his tent. Yaakov would sit, I said Yosef. Yaakov would sit by the opening of the tent with a candle every night, Reb Leib Leger says, and he would hold this out in the darkness, looking for Yosef, and hoping and davening that Yosef would see that candle from a distance and would come home. That's what Reb Leib Leger says. That's the Indian of lighting Hanukkah candle by the opening. There are a lot of mothers and fathers that would light such candles nowadays to bring the children home, to bring everybody home. We should all be able to be, and all of our children should be safe and should be with us in our homes. It was a hard week. And there was a beautiful, beautiful Jewish boy that was shechted in Yerushalayim. That they should come home physically, and they should come home. They should come home in Ruchnius. So Yaakov Avinu is the midah of Emes. And therefore Yaakov Avinu could not accept that Yosef was gone. He couldn't accept that that was it. That was the end of the game. That the truth can't be. So Yaakov never gave up on his kid. Yaakov never gave up on his child. never ever gave up on this child. He sat there with a candle. I'm staying right here. I'm not leaving this place. I'm not giving up on this. You can't destroy the truth. I mentioned last night I was zeicher to be in a place called Pomona. Have you heard of it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. By Muncie, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful place. There's a whole kibbutz of Jews that live over there. It's beautiful. It was Yitzhak Kislev, so I was bragging with Eden over there with Jews in Pomona last night. And I told him at the end of the story, it's not a story, there's more to it, but I just told him this. You know, it wasn't just the Balatanya that was in jail. It was a mark of distinction of all the Lubavitch rabbis that they had to do some time, you know. The rabbis, Chusei Elena, the last rabbi didn't have to do any time, the last rabbi. But they... So the Friedrich Lubavitch Rebbe was being taken away to jail for teaching Hasidus and Torah and opening up cheders and mikvahs and girls' schools in Russia, and the communists were not happy about that. And he was taken to jail. And they were moving him from the little jail in the town, and they were taking him to the big, big prison. Probably, I think, in Leningrad. They were taking him to the big prison. St. Petersburg was called. They were taking him to the big prison. And the Chassidim were able to get some inside information to exactly what time they were going to be transferring him. Now, they had to be careful because the Russians were not happy with the Jews. So the Chassidim were at a distance, and some of them had binoculars, and they wanted to see the Rebbe because B'derech HaTeva, they thought that was going to be the last time they were ever going to see him. Because there was no way, B'derech HaTeva, that he was not going to be executed. They for sure he was going to be executed. Or they were going to let him rot in jail for the next 70, whatever it was, until he died. They were going to let him rot in jail. So there were some Chassidim who were brave enough, and they went there a little bit at a distance, and they wanted to see the Rebbe when they were taking him in the wagon. Like a farewell. And sure enough, exactly at that moment, the wagon was coming, and the Friedrich Rebbe was held down ropes or something in the wagon. And he saw that there were Chassidim. And the Friedrich Rebbe stood up. He was fearless, fearless. And he stood up and he screamed out, "Yidden, Yidden." He said, "The Rishoyim can tie us down our guf. They could tie the guf down. They could only tie us, our bodies down. They could only kill our bodies. But the neshama of a Jew, the ani, the I, the lakus, the godliness, they can't touch." And he screamed out, they were pulling him away and they started to beat him. "Build more mikvahs, build more yeshivas, build more chadarim. Am Yisrael chai." That's how the Friedrich Rebbe was taken away. And he lived. Kushtakai. The truth continues on. That's what Chanukah is. Sometimes during the year you get a little bit weak and you start to forget. Chanukah is the truth. And nothing but the truth, and it continues. And it gives us that feeling of indestructibility, invulnerability, that feeling of no matter how dark it is, no matter how cold the winter is, yetov. In the end, kushtakai, in the same way, in those days, by Yom Ha'im, that Hashem showed us the great miracle of Hanukkah, we should be zeichet to see b'zman hazeh, in our days now, we should be zeichet to see, gula shem amitis, mehem yamein amein. Amen.